Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4, packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop up to 45% off select styles, plus a free professional measure and a 100% satisfaction guarantee during the Blinds.com year-end blowout. Up to 45% off now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
You're listening to The Week in Philly from KYW News Radio. Sponsored by your Delaware Valley Honda dealers. Get a deal you'll like on a Honda you'll love.
The number of homicide and shooting victims are below pre-pandemic levels, says Police Commissioner Kevin Bethel.
Last year, the department started to reduce the homicides and the shootings. So with that comes oftentimes less retaliation. At the end of the day, we're out there fighting crime. We're taking off guns. We're, you know, the men and women are leaning forward in their work and have never abandoned the work.
Kristen Johansson, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
This is a special year in review edition of The Week in Philly from KYW News Radio. And now let's turn our attention to crime in Philadelphia, specifically the murder rate, which dropped significantly in 2024. And for more on this, let's bring in Connor Barkon. And Connor, one murder is obviously too many. I think we don't want to get lost in a sea of statistics here, but any reduction in that rate is a good thing. Kind of give us context. Give us the numbers here.
Absolutely, Matt. 2021 was the deadliest year on record for homicides in Philadelphia, with 540 victims, according to Philadelphia police. Since then, the rate has declined. 500 were killed in 2022 and just under 400 last year. As of this moment, PPD says there are 255 homicides so far in 2024. So as you said, Matt, one homicide is too many. One devastated family is too many. But it is important to acknowledge that we saw about 300 homicides, fewer than we saw in 2021.
And that is really significant. Is there anything that authorities or anyone attributes this decline to?
We don't know exactly what's behind the decline, why fewer people are dying at the hands of others. But some violence watchdogs have attributed it partly to an interagency task force that was set up to examine gun violence in the city, comprised of the Philadelphia District Attorney's Office, the police force, and others. Others have said that Philly's court and policing system is now back up and running, saying that it's rebounded from the pandemic and challenges related to the pandemic. Maybe that also played a factor, but you can't say for certain.
Do we know, are there any areas of the city specifically that we really saw a drop? Like, can we break down the numbers to that level where we really get a feel for where we're seeing much better numbers than other places?
Not significantly. There are fewer shootings that happened this year compared to last year and the year before that, but they are still spread largely in North Philadelphia and West Philadelphia. Fewer shootings in both of those areas, but no one neighborhood has seen a huge rebound from the previous year.
Now, this news comes during the first year of Police Commissioner Kevin Bethel's tenure. It's obviously good news, but obviously there is still work to be done.
Yeah, I've had the opportunity to interview Commissioner Bethel several times, once after a man who shot and injured a cop was sentenced to prison. And I also spoke with him the week of Officer Jamie Roman's funeral. Roman was killed in the line of duty this year. I have not spoken to him specifically about the homicide rate, but I gather from our previous conversations that he's not the kind of person who sees figures trending in a certain direction and calls his job done. Fewer people are killing each other in this city and nationwide for that matter, but people are still dying by the hundreds in this city. Commissioner Bethel spoke with reporters after 8 students were injured in a shooting at a bus stop this year.
We now have 8 students who have been shot, ranging in the age from 15 to 17 years of age. One of the kids is in critical condition. He was shot multiple times.
A Philadelphia police officer was also shot and killed during a traffic stop. I'm sure the commissioner is aware that there's still more work that needs to be done.
All right. Thank you very much, Connor. That's KYW's Connor Barkon joining us. And we will have more of this year in review edition of The Week in Philly coming up in just a couple of minutes. Please stay with us.
Check out The Week in Philly, Saturdays at 5 a.m., Saturdays and Sundays from 3 to 4 p.m. on KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM, or free on the Odyssey app. Sponsored by your Delaware Valley Honda dealers, there's nothing quite like the Honda Accord Hybrid and the CR-V Hybrid when it comes to exhilarating efficiency. With hybrid technology and thrilling capability, these vehicles deliver an electrifying performance on every drive. Redefine your driving experience with Honda. Contact your local Honda dealer today about the Honda Accord Hybrid and the CR-V Hybrid.
If you enjoy deep dives into solved and unsolved murder cases, then Murder True Crime Stories is the podcast for you. Find Murder True Crime Stories on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.